Janelle Williams in the studio this morning. She's the treasurer with the Audrain County Shelter Resource Coalition, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we're glad to have you in here. We're kind of talking a little bit off the air about homelessness in general and how you classify homelessness. Now, I know Audrain County Shelter Resource Coalition has done Room at the End. People may be familiar with that. Yes. But you guys have some really big goals to try and do something year-round. Let's just kind of start off with the first thing first. Transitional shelter is something that you're looking at. You have a building donated at this point?
We did. We had a building that was donated to us that we can turn into 18 transitional housing units, and we're super excited about that. We've got about 3 months to pull that together and get that up and running, and so that's going to be an opportunity that kind of just fell in our laps, but we are super excited about the possibilities that are within that.
Now, how did you come into this opportunity? The building was donated, as I understand?
The building was donated. It is part of the Summit building, and the Weavers donated their office suites there, which, with it being set up as a doctor's office, gives us 18 perfect rooms to set up a transitional housing setup for individuals that are in need of a place to stay while they're working about getting back on their feet.
So transitional is they're just trying to build up some funds to get into a permanent residence.
Correct. So transitional is going to be kind of more of an income-based sliding scale versus like the emergency shelter. So we are kind of working with them individually to help them meet their goals and find their own permanent residence. So they'll have some case managers and some individuals that are going to connect them with community resources, help them with skill building, help them with budgeting, all the things that you need to be successfully housed permanently. This gives you a space, a safe space to land, so you're able to do that and really be able to focus on that and not focus on the fact you don't have a roof over your head.
Sure. Now, you had mentioned emergency shelter also. We'll kind of transition into that. What is emergency shelter? How do you classify that?
So emergency shelter is that you are in crisis. You are literally homeless. You have nowhere to go, no other resources, no family, no friends, no other support systems. And you are literally on the street, homeless, need something over a roof over your head for that night. So emergency shelter is a temporary stabilization center. It's a point for where people can come in and they just can kind of take a breath and say, okay, I'm safe now. And then through that, once you're out of that crisis, you can start thinking about what's my next steps, what's my goals, what's my planning, and then we can help move you forward. But emergency shelter is a temporary place just to get you out of that crisis situation.
Do they have places where they can take showers and get meals at these emergency shelters? Does that happen as well?
That's going to happen at the one that we're going to build.
Okay.
So Room at the Inn, and as we are set up right now, we do not have those services. We do have a very generous community that brings in crock pot meals and things like that so we can feed our guests. However, we do not have showers. We have a big sink that you can sponge bath in, but not a real shower, right? We don't have laundry facilities, so that's why it's really important for us to be able to grow that shelter, because even if you can get a safe place to sleep, if you can't get a shower, you can't get a hot meal, you can't get your clothes clean, it's really difficult to be able to move forward and move out of that crisis situation. So we want to be able to address those needs in one centralized location.
Let's talk about this year-round shelter that you guys are trying to get up and going. And that will be the place to where folks can stay there. They can do their laundry. They can get the meals. Tell us about where this is being planned to be built. And how close are you to getting this up and going?
So the emergency shelter is going to be year-round. It's going to be similar to Room at the Inn in the fact that it is that emergency crisis. You come in, you say you're homeless, we'll get you in, we'll get you a bed. There's not going to be a lot of screening requirements. There'll be a few, you know, just to make sure that we're meeting our mission and that you are a homeless individual in Audrain County, you know, so we'll do some of that, but we're trying to get you in. And then, so with that, we're actually going to be located pretty close to the help center. We're right there behind the help center. We've purchased a lot of property back there. We received a grant and some individual contributions. So we actually own this piece of property. We went through the city. We got it zoned, which was the next step we had to go through. So now it is zoned for the proper zoning to build a residential facility. And so right now what we're working on is raising the funds to construct this emergency shelter. And it's going to have, of course, the laundry, the it's going to have an industrial kitchen so we can prepare meals. It's going to have showers and bathrooms and beds. But in addition to that, we're building a community resource center within that, where we have our community partners come in and help the individuals that are either in the shelter or individuals that may be looking at, like, hey, I'm on the verge of homelessness. If something doesn't change, I'm going to be homeless. And so we can pull those resources into a centralized location and help those individuals either that are unhoused or on the verge of being unhoused.
And it's a great location right by the Help Center, so you guys are probably good partners together, I would imagine.
Yes. The Help Center has been an amazing partner, and being close to there makes it just an easy referral. You don't have to drive across town. You don't have to go try to figure out where this place is. You know, we're very close together.
If people want to donate or help out the cause, where can they call? Is there a Facebook page, a website, telephone number? Could you give that out this morning?
So, yes, you can definitely reach out to us. Our email address is acrsc. Sorry, I always mess up the acronym.
Okay.
acrsc.mo@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook, Audrain County Shelter Resource Coalition on Facebook. You can follow us that way. And right now our phones are off because we only keep them on for Room at the End. So email or Facebook would be the best way. But you can mail us too. P.O. Box 1002, Mexico, Missouri 65265.
All right. Well, best of luck with the fundraising, and keep up the good fight.